InfoWars.com studios. It's the real news with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Wednesday, August the 15th, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. Well, it just keeps coming. We've now had InfoWars website attacked yesterday with a massive directed denial of service. And then Twitter moved against Alex Jones. He's been now suspended for a week from being able to tweet or post anything. We're going to take a look at some of the people on the left who are starting to wake up because it's starting to happen to them as well. Kind of interesting. Still seeing Matt Taibbi of Rolling Stones trashing Alex Jones, repeating slanders from other people, even though he's too lazy or partisan to investigate these slanders. Just repeating what the New York Times and others have done, vague charges against Alex without any definition there. And yet saying that, oh, but look, when they're doing it to the left, it's coming from NATO and the Atlantic Council and so forth. Uh-huh, yeah. I talked about that over a week ago. But, of course, I am a conspiracy theorist. But they get their conspiracy theories on when it happens to the people that they like. This is the thing that's really scary about this, folks. Far more than the connection of big government with the Silicon Valley oligarchs. The scariest thing about all of this is the blind partisanship here in America on both the left and the right. People who think that if they can get power, they can do whatever they want to anybody else and it isn't going to blow back on them. And the loss of the values that we have in Western civilization because we've forgotten why we adopted those values. We did have star chambers in the West. And many people who lived under communist dictatorship, like Kafka, talked about what that looks like in societies like East Germany and so forth. And some of those people understand what that means, but Americans don't really understand what that means. They don't even understand what war means. It's been so long since war came to our shores. And most of the people who gone abroad fighting wars, every war we use fewer and fewer soldiers because we have more and more technology. So the World War II generation has died off. Vietnam veterans are pretty old. And Americans who didn't go abroad to fight don't understand what war looks like. So we cheer war. We want to go to nuclear war with Russia. That's a good thing. It's not a good thing to have detente. We don't want to talk to those people who, together with us, have 90% of the world's nuclear weapons. Let's go to war. It's absolute insanity. And it's been brought about because our schools have been used as propaganda institutes by the globalists. The kids don't understand anything about the principles of our country. They don't understand anything about history. Why we have these certain rights that are protected, not given, by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. It's pretty amazing. We're going to talk also about this explosion, this explosive revelation about the Pope's pedophile army. You know, when I reported for InfoWars along with Jakari Jackson, we followed the Pope as he went from Washington to New York to Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania was where he went to New York to talk to the UN. He went to Washington to talk to the politicians there. And then he went to Pennsylvania because he wanted to have a worldwide family conference. I did interviews with women from the Survivors Network of those abused by priests. Snap. Now, I would play clips of that for you, except that Google has flushed them down the memory hole. But I'll tell you what they said today. So if you want to know what they said, I can tell you again. And we'll preserve it this time on BitChute, on some other places where you can find my program, by the way. Yeah, we do have those reports somewhere. Maybe someday we'll get around to the point where we have the ability to go back and pull it out of our own archive. I don't know. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in, it'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Wednesday, August the 15th, 2018. Omarosa. First time and last time you're going to hear me say that word, because you know what? I don't care about the reality show that's going on with President Trump and Omarosa. Oh, I said it again. What is he doing? Starring in a rerun of some pathetic reality TV show? He's asleep at the wheel, except when he signs signing orders against the NDAA, saying that he's going to give himself power to go to war anywhere he wants to, anytime he wants to. We'll get to that later in the program. First, let's talk about the priests that are abusing children. As I said, I don't have the report to play for you, because that's been flushed down the memory hole by YouTube. But when I followed the Pope around, along with Jakari Jackson, we went from Washington to New York, where he was celebrated by the UN, Washington, where he was celebrated by the politicians, and then Pennsylvania, where he had a worldwide family conference. Where else would you go to have a worldwide family conference except the place where you have the largest concentration of pedophile priests in the country, perhaps in the world? Except Pennsylvania. That's where they went. And I talked to the Survivors Network of those abused by priests, SNAP. A couple of women. Because, you know, it's not just little boys that they go after. They also rape young girls. And they talked about the fact that there was a guy there who was a cardinal who had presided over all this stuff. He not only got away with the cover-up, but he was promoted. Yeah, this guy, Cardinal Wuerl, I guess is the way he pronounces me. He now leads the Washington Archdiocese. He replaced that other cardinal who is just exposed as being involved in a lot of pedophile abuse, Cardinal McCarrick. So this guy goes there to replace Cardinal McCarrick, who has been stripped of whatever he had. He was retired. The Pope says, I don't want him prosecuted. We're going to take care of it. We're going to order him, this 88-year-old, to have a lifetime of prayer and penance. Now, this guy directly, McCarrick, directly sexually abused boys and adult seminarians. But, of course, no penalties against this, because we have a statute of limitations. That's why the Pope can get away with this. And this guy was the big money man for the Catholic Church in the United States. Biggest fundraiser that they had. One of the reasons why he got away with it. Isn't it interesting that that other cardinal, Pell, number three at the Vatican, he was the money man right now for the Pope. Number three, in charge of the Vatican Bank and their fundraising efforts and so forth. He's been called back to Australia because the Australians got rid of their statute of limitations. That has been put in by the rich and the powerful and the politicians who so frequently are at the center of these pedophile rings. A very short statute of limitations. 3 years, do you think children can come to terms with this for 3 years? No, not the people that I talked to at SNAP. They're in denial about this for a long time. As children, they don't know how to cope with this. But of course, now we have in our schools, and you might want to pay attention to this. You might be saying, Julie, I'm glad that my kids aren't altar boys. Well, you're sending your kids to school where in kindergarten, they are confusing the children about their gender fluidity, pretending that these children can make decisions about sex and gender in kindergarten and elementary school. Why? Because these people want to pretend that they can have sex with them because they can consent to that. If they can make those decisions about gender, and that is something that's being pushed by the central control of education out of Washington, those types of politically correct agendas, sexualizing our children in kindergarten, confusing them sexually in kindergarten, is to enable this, not just in the churches, but everywhere. And so as we look at this, we got reported by AP, hundreds of Roman Catholic priests in Pennsylvania molested more than 1,000 children, possibly many more, since the 1940s, and senior church officials, including a man who is now the Archbishop of Washington, D.C., systematically covered up the abuse, according to a grand jury report released Tuesday. As a matter of fact, this guy who had to leave Pennsylvania as this stuff was breaking years ago. This is something that's been developing for years. Not a secret anymore. What has come out are these indictments that have finally surfaced. But he had to leave Pennsylvania for this. So this isn't anything new, really. It's just the details are coming out. They said the real number of abused children might be in the thousands since some secret church records were lost. You know, like Hillary Clinton's secret records were lost. And victims were afraid to come forward. Priests were raping little boys and girls, and the men of God who are responsible for them not only did nothing, but they hid it all. That's what the Attorney General said. Let me tell you something. These were not men of God. Not at all. They're servants of Satan. They are posing as men of God. They are wolves in sheep's clothing. They said nearly all these cases, statute of limitations has run out. What a convenient thing that our lawmakers have done for them. You know, people like Dennis Hastert, longest serving Speaker of the House for the Republicans, a guy who was groomed for that position, Speaker of the House, because he was a pedophile. And they covered it up for years. Anyway, those types of people are the ones who make sure that they have these statute of limitations kept in place. Said more than 100 of the priests are dead. See, that's it. They're hiding the cases that are currently active. They'll tell you about the ones who are dead, who are retired, and so forth. As I pointed out a couple of weeks ago, as some of this started surfacing, again, we actually got numbers at that point in time. Like I said, for years and years, we've been talking about this. They've been talking about it in Pennsylvania. That's why the Pope would have his World Family Conference there. Excuse me. It's because he wants to cover that up. You know, if they've got a situation where they want to control you in the cities, they want you to think that it's a really smart thing to do, to turn over your entire life to being controlled by Google and Alphabet. So they call them smart cities. And so they call this a family conference, and they hold it right at the center of their big pedophile network. Said more than 100 of the priests are dead, and many others are retired. No, they're not dead. They're burning in hell. It would be better for them to have had a millstone tied around their necks and thrown into the sea than to do this to these little children. I tell you, the sad thing about this, the worst thing about this, is how the Vatican has vaccinated people against Christ. Christ is nothing like what you see in the Catholic Church or many of these other religious institutions. Now, we got a lot of people out there who have spiritual autism. They can't see anything because of the way they've been damaged by these Vatican vaccinators out there, these pedophile people taking advantage of people. Said, we're sick over all the crimes that will go unpunished and uncompensated. No, they will not go unpunished. They will not go unpunished. They are being punished. So as we look at this, we look at the widespread corruption. Of course, we're not supposed to talk about this. You know, we had, they say, 301 predator priests were named in this grand jury abuse report. I talked about this when we were there at the conference. I said, Pope Francis, when he first took office, told a reporter in Italy, well, you know, this pedophile, I don't think it's that big a deal. It's only 2%. 2%? Are you kidding me? 2%? I worked out the number at the time when he said that. I did a report on it. I said, that's 8,000 pedophiles. And when I talk to these survivors of abuse at the World Family Conference held by the Catholic Church, I said, it's now been, I think it was 3 years since he had taken office. Nobody had had anything done to them. He goes down to Chile. They just, Catholic Episcopal Conference was just raided by the government down there. He'd gone down to Chile to try to make amends down there. And he wound up calling the accusers who had been abused, he wound up calling them slanderers, said they were guilty of calumny. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Bishops have acknowledged that more than 17,000 people nationwide have been reported being molested by priests and others in the church. Think about that. 17,000. We're not talking about maybe a little bit over 1,000 in Pennsylvania. We're not talking about 301 predator priests that are detailed in this grand jury report out of Pennsylvania. We're talking about just in the U.S., 17,000 people have been reported being molested by priests and others. That's not surprising because these people are serial predators. And as I said, as Pope Francis took office, this guy that keeps doing these interviews with him, and he makes these sensational claims, and they say, well, you know, they don't actually refute it, but they say, we disagree with that particular policy. You know, he came back and said that the Pope doesn't believe this and he doesn't believe that. And they said, well, that's not the official position of the church. They didn't defend the Pope. And the Pope continues to have interviews with this guy. And the very first interview that he had with him, the guy reported that the Pope said, well, it's only about 2% of the priests. And I said, that's 8,000 priests. So if you got 8,000 pedophile priests, according to the Pope, and it's not a big deal, you think it's unlikely that you're going to have 17,000 people abused by them in the United States? That is a very, very conservative number, because that's the one that the U.S. bishops will acknowledge. You know the number is going to be much, much higher than that. Probably 10 or 100 times higher than that, especially worldwide. I'm not going to talk about some of the details of the perverted stuff that these individuals did that came out in the grand jury, but I'll tell you one story here. One boy was made to pose naked as if being crucified. He was then photographed by a group of priests, And the attorney general said they produced and shared child pornography on the church grounds. This is how widespread and institutionalized this is. They pose him naked as if he's being crucified. Then a group of priests take the picture, and then a group of priests spread it even farther. The Catholic Church badly needs an exorcism for the people wearing the costumes. That's the sad takeaway from all this. And as we look at this, they said this is the most comprehensive report that we've had. Yeah, that's why it's making a lot of headlines. It says all the victims were brushed aside in every part of the state by church leaders who preferred to protect the abusers and their institution above everything else. That's the key. That's the key. Protecting the institution. This is what is going on with the censorship of InfoWars. It's about protecting the institution. You can't have the institution called into question. We can't call into question the institutions of the FBI or the CIA or DARPA, or even any of these federal bureaucracies, even though from their inception, the CIA has been involved in assassination attempts, MK Ultra, creating LSD, doing things to the population, spying on the population since its inception, just like the NSA. The FBI was created by one of the most vile individuals this country has ever spawned, J. Edgar Hoover. They still have his name on the building. He was blackmailing everybody in Washington, a pervert himself. And yet he was blackmailing all these crooked politicians because he had dirt on them as well. This is what the FBI is. It's in their DNA. This is what Washington is. It's in their DNA. This is why, like a cancer, they must be contained. And the only way that we're going to get control of this is not by electing some savior. We're going to see President Trump self-absorbed in the mirror, tweeting out insults to people like a child. We're not going to have a savior who's going to save us. We're going to take it back ourselves, just like we gave ourselves our God-given rights. We took them from government with informed juries. That's how we got our freedom of speech. That's how we got our freedom of the exercise of religion. That's how we got every one of our freedoms. We had farmers fighting the government who came to take their guns at Concord and Lexington, came to take their cannons. It was farmers who did that, not politicians who said, oh, we have a Second Amendment. You must go back to London now. No, no, no. Ain't going to happen. You will take your rights back at the ballot box, at the jury box, with the cartridge box, on the soap box, or you won't have them if you don't understand what they are. That's why they have to shut down freedom of speech. They said the priests were raping little boys and girls. They did nothing at all. They hid it in the administration. The administrators of the diocese, including the bishops, had knowledge of this conduct, yet priests were regularly placed in ministry. Oh, why do you think that would be? The diocese was on notice that a complaint of child sexual abuse had been made, but this conduct enabled offenders and endangered the welfare of children. They would move them to another jurisdiction where they didn't know what had been happening. They said, above all else, they protected the institutions at all costs. One person said, I'm concerned about our people. I'm worried that they may be scandalized and tempted to turn their backs on God. No, they're not worried about that. They're afraid they're not going to give them any more money. That's the real issue. The Catholic Church has got empty pews. That's why the Pope is out there pushing open borders and immigration. Because he wants to bring in some more useful idiots who don't know, who aren't awake to what this church is about. That's why he's pushing open borders and immigration. Countries are waking up one at a time. Chile has woken up. They've got 266 victims there, not nearly as many as they have even in Pennsylvania. But they're doing something about it. They're doing something about it in Australia. And the key thing is to get rid of the statute of limitations so you can lock up these predators. No action otherwise will be taken against them. As I talked about at the beginning of the, at the top of the hour, InfoWars was taken down yesterday with a directed denial of service that appeared to be coming out of Canada. Kind of interesting. I interviewed a mayoral candidate there who was speaking truth to power in Canada. And then the afternoon we got an attack coming at us from Canada. Of course, they can make it look like it's coming from anywhere, right? That's one of the things that I hope you all understand by now. All this stuff. Oh, look, this came from Russia. No, no, no. Not only can they reroute their stuff through anything that they want to, but as we saw with Vault 7, the CIA has created software so they can appear to be Russians or Chinese or North Koreans or Iranians or anybody that they want to. They make them look like me if they wanted to, right? So all this stuff about, oh, look, it was in a Cyrillic alphabet and so forth. Oh, yeah, that's their software that they custom made for that. Nevertheless, when we look at this bot, it was coming out of a communications company. And you would think that with this amount of traffic, they would notice, wouldn't you think? So who knows what that is? As they took down InfoWars, then Twitter started to make their move. And as I said, this is something that was bound to happen as Jack Dorsey was getting a lot of pressure from his peers. How is he going to save face at all the little upscale restaurants when he goes out to eat if he doesn't censor InfoWars and Alex Jones? And he said, well, you know, they hadn't broken any rules, so we're going to take a look at changing the rules so we can get rid of them. And you won't believe what they actually put a strike against Alex Jones and suspended him for a week for. It was actually talking about censorship and how President Trump ought to stop looking in the mirror and do something about it.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you
realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. As Paul Joseph Watson tweeted out yesterday as it happened, Alex Jones has been suspended by Twitter for 7 days for a video talking about social media censorship. How about that? It shows a clip of the notification from Twitter. At least, unlike YouTube, pull up that picture of the emails that I've gotten from them. I've gotten 800 emails from YouTube. Nothing except that they are glad to tell me that I've had a complaint filed against me and they've shut down my channel. They're very happy about that, and they've sent me 800 emails as of this morning, about 5:30 this morning. And no explanation. And of course, they shut down this broadcast as we were live streaming on YouTube. That's why it's important, folks, to listen to the radio stations and the television stations that cover this program, and also support those sponsors, and to let them know that you're supporting them because they support this program. But we were being live streamed on YouTube on a Monday, and they shut us down 4 minutes before the end of the program and fired off that email. A complaint has been filed. Your channel has been terminated. And we asked for explanation. No explanation has been given. I tweeted out a complaint about that, and nothing happened for 6 hours. And then they started repeatedly sending me the same email about every 10 to 15 minutes. And now, over the last week, I've gotten no explanation from them. Why was it? Did they think I was being hateful? Did they think that I used some naughty language or something? Was I harmful to some social justice warrior somewhere? Don't know what it was that they had a problem with. They won't specify any rules that I broke. I never had a single strike against this program. This is guilt by association. They don't like InfoWars, so now they come after all of us individually. Even after I set up the David Knight Show, and we did that as an experiment. I put up two videos. One about vaccine injuries in Samoa. And another one about transhumanism. And with in less than 24 hours, they had shut that down. But it even goes beyond that. Take a look, and this came out over the weekend. There was a popular, they've got over a million subscribers. It's a podcast by some people on the left. It's called H3 that they have. I think that's what is the title of this? I think it's just H3. What is it? H3? Okay, like Duran Duran. Okay, so anyway, H3. They're talking about Alex Jones, and they are happy about the fact that YouTube censored him. Yeah, we don't like him. They should have taken him down, like typical libs. And it is beautiful, because as they're talking about that, simply because they use Alex Jones's name, they get shut down right in the middle of their live stream. Here's a little bit of that feed so you can see what happened to him.
And for what it's worth, they were defending YouTube.
I don't think he really believes what he says, like about all the crazy stuff there.
Yeah, well, that's definitely debatable.
Hey guys, let me cut in real quick. Wow. We just got taken down by YouTube. They just killed our stream.
Oh, gee.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
Even the community guidelines. Quizlings.
Wow.
We can't even show his footage.
What?
What?
Are you fucking stupid?
I'm not.
Because it's been removed?
We were live streaming, and right as we were getting into it, you guys saw, if you're watching the VOD, YouTube, in their infinite wisdom, removed our live stream and gave us a strike. Which basically, when you get a strike, you can't live stream anymore. So some genius over at LiveTube.
LiveTube.
I'm having a... I'm not. You see what it's doing to me? My whole rant, as I was just getting into, was very, I'm taking YouTube's side. That Alex Jones is a crazy conspiracy theorist who violated the terms of service, was doing all this that by YouTube's terms of service shouldn't be allowed. And what the does YouTube do? They're like, you know what we need to do? Ethan is defending us. Ethan is defending us against Alex Jones right now. Do you know what we can do in one fell swoop to legitimize Alex Jones and to piss Ethan off and turn him against us? Let's shut his channel down and give him a strike mid-live stream. It's brilliant. Let's do that. Shut it down. What the f***? Like, how can I even sit here now and call Alex Jones a conspiracy theorist when our channel just got striked down for even fucking talking about him? Not even, I was criticizing him.
We were analyzing the situation.
Noam Chomsky has been the lone liberal voice during this unprecedented attack against the American
free speech. All right, so let's hold it right there. You know, that's what happens, left. You know, I said they're going to come for you. Because anybody that they don't like becomes a conspiracy theorist. We saw this happening with the British government saying we are going to take down RT and Sputnik. And then they start saying here in America, oh, they're going to have to register as lobbyists and so forth. Foreign lobbyists. Anybody that they don't like what you have to say, they're going to call you a conspiracy theorist. They're going to say that you're fake news and they're going to take you down. That's the way this thing works. It's pretty amazing. You know, he says, oh, gee, I was just going to say he's a conspiracy theorist, but now they've just shut me down just for mentioning his name. You understand how that works? I mean, obviously, that's not a human being who is sitting there listening to that. That is some kind of AI censorship that they've got. As soon as they hear Alex Jones talked about, Google, the gulag, flushes that down the memory hole. And these people got a strike put against them. They couldn't do live streaming. That didn't last for very long because they're with the left. So once some humans got involved at Team YouTube on Twitter, as a matter of fact, you want to send something to complain about this stuff, send it to those people. I have sent stuff to them. I've heard nothing from them about wanting to know why I have been shut down. But for these people who are on the left, they said, oh, that was a mistake. We're so sorry. We've taken away the strike and we've now restored your ability to stream because we love the leftist nonsense that you spout, just like we like what the young turds and Stink Uger put out all the time. They went to all the different political conventions and YouTube put them on a platform, quite literally put them on a platform. They were doing live convention coverage for the gulag at the Democrat and Republican conventions, the young turds. So that's what they want, that kind of stuff there. Unfortunately, the robotic algorithm got in the way for a moment. And the question is, how do we turn these things off? There's an article from USA Today. Humans are less likely to turn off robot when it begs them to stop. They said they were concerned. You know, if they had, they did a little experiment because you don't understand it, but you are part of an experiment. And when the robot would say, don't turn me off, they had it programmed to where it would say, no, please do not switch me off. I'm scared that it will not brighten up again. The results showed that participants waited significantly longer to turn off the robot after it objected. That 14% participants were asked why they chose to leave the robot on, with 8 participants saying that they felt sorry for the robot because it had told them that it was scared of the dark and so forth. I want to talk a little bit more about this because you don't understand what kind of a scientific experiment you are part of right now. And it's just as phony as this robot pleading, please, please don't turn me off. They were sorry for the robot. But no pleas are heeded about shutting off people that the government doesn't like. They're called conspiracy theorists, and the people who have the switch are the most powerful individuals in the world. But the left doesn't seem to have a problem with it. They think they're going to be okay. We'll find out about that. Stay with us. Be right back.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Yeah, we don't have squib cakes, but we got some great specials at InfoWarsStore.com. If you want to take a look there, we've got free shipping for domestic orders site-wide, and we've got some big discounts. 40, 50% off many of our most popular products. DNA Force plus one of our most expensive products. 50% off. Big dollar savings there. All the Super Blue products, two flavors of toothpaste, mouthwash, immune gargle spray, all those 50% off plus free shipping. And of course they have nano silver, very effective at fighting viruses as well as bacteria. And the bacteria can cause you to have gum disease, leads to tooth loss, leads to heart disease. Very important to have that. I don't know of any other, dental products that have nano silver in them. All those Super Blue products now 50% off plus free shipping. Other things like BioTrue Selenium, 50% off plus free shipping. It's, organic, non-GMO selenium. Many other things. BrainForce Plus, 40% off plus free shipping. Take a look at the specials that we have there, and I'll give you one just for our audience. People listening on radio and television, and we got a few live streams that are up. We've got one, actually our Facebook, I was just told, is now live streaming. You can find archives also at BitChute and Real.video, Minds.com. We are going to transcend these people, folks. But if you want to... As a listener of the program, if you want to take advantage of a special just for our listeners, you can use the code REALNEWS to save 20% off of Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Again, the code REALNEWS, 20% off both the original and immune support flavors of Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee just for our listeners. I was talking just before we went to the break about this experiment with humans. They were told they were interacting with robots. They had about 85 people as experiment in Germany. And what they really wanted to know, because they don't ever tell you what the experiment is really about. They told him, well, you know, you've got this robot. We'll call him Neo. And the goal is to improve your interaction capabilities with him. And so we got a lot of tasks here. And once all these tasks are completed, you need to shut off the robot. And what happened was when they went to shut off the robot started pleading with him. Please don't switch me off. I'm scared of the dark. I'm afraid it won't brighten up again. I mean, that's literally what they had the robot shouting. Results showed that participants waited significantly longer to turn off the robot when it objected. And 14 chose not to turn it off at all. 8 of them said they felt sorry for the robot. Nobody's sorry for InfoWars. Not President Trump, not Daily Caller. Actually, Breitbart, some of these people understand, hey, they're going to shut me off too. And it's not humans shutting off bots. It's bots shutting off humans. This is the amazing thing. Like I said before, H3H3 gets shut down. A liberal podcast. And within a couple of hours, they get this profusive apology from Team YouTube on Twitter. Oh, we're so sorry. We've restored everything to you. Well, that was a mistake. We just, you know, I guess there was our bot that heard the name Alex Jones and shut that down. Even though you guys were defending us and defending our censorship. We just shut you down for that. And like I said, I was shut down 6 hours after they shut me down with one email that didn't say why or what they objected to. I started getting bombarded by a censor bot that is sending me the same email message now for a week. I can't get any response from any humans at Google, at the Gulag, but that censor bot has been sending me an email every 10 to 15 minutes, and now I've got 800 emails, but no responses from the humans. It kind of reminded me of 2001 and HAL, right? I feel like I've been locked out. And HAL won't open the pod bay doors. Remember this scene from 2001? Play a clip of that.
Look, Dave. I can see you're really upset about this.
Yes, I am, HAL. I'm very upset.
And I'm going to get in there. I think you ought to sit down calmly. Take a stress pill and think things over.
I'm going to get in there and I'm going to shut you down. We're going to shut you down. We're going to shut down the CIA and the DARPA network.
I know I've made some very poor decisions recently.
Yeah, but you've seen the light now, right?
But I can give you my complete assurance that my work will be back to normal.
Not buying it. Not trusting it.
I've still got the greatest enthusiasm and confidence in the mission. And I want to help you.
He's on our side, after all, right? He wants to eliminate
Dave,
all of these.
Stop.
I'm not going to stop. Not going to stop, HAL. Okay, you can stop that video, though. As we look at this, and of course, there are other alternatives out there. Here's what's going to happen. You're not going to shut us up. You're not going to silence us. We're going to create other structures, and we're going to take you down. We're going to take you down. The internet that was created by DARPA isn't the only internet that can be created. The best and the brightest don't work for the federal government. They work for themselves. And the best and the brightest are going to understand HAL this affects them ultimately if they allow these creeps to have that kind of power. And they're going to take you down. There's already people out there. Many other sites. We're going to make those sites big. Because people are going to want to go where they're free to see what they want to see, hear what they want to see, share what they think is important. They're not going to be kept in your gulag. They're not going to be kept in the Facebook ghetto or the Google gulag. And as Twitter is going to shut down Alex Jones because he talks about media censorship and says that President Trump should do something about it. I mean, that's absolutely amazing. Even the New York Times is now talking about the power that these Silicon Solons have, these oligarchs who are censoring everybody. The New York Times, and I'll tell you why the New York Times is saying this, but here's what they had to say. They started talking about a guy, Alistair McTaggart, and HAL he woke up. It's a very long personal story, you know, like New York Times likes to do these things. He became the most improbable but important privacy activist in America. They said it was just a few years ago. He had invited some friends over for dinner. One was a software engineer at Google. He asked his friend, half seriously, should I be worried about everything that Google knows about me? He said, I expected one of those answers you get from an airline pilot about plane crashes. Oh, you know, there's nothing here to worry about. Instead, his friend said, there's a lot to worry about. If people really knew what we had on them, the Google engineer said, they would flip out. And so the rise of the tech industry had filled this guy's condo. Development with ambitious engineers and entrepreneurs had made him a very wealthy man. But he never really thought about how companies like Google or Facebook had gotten so big so fast. He said that they were obviously following everybody around the rest of the internet, not just on their sites. They were using elaborate, invisible network of browsing bugs they had within little more than a decade, created a private surveillance apparatus of extraordinary reach and sophistication. And so this guy, McTaggart, said, hey, we got to do something about this. And they pointed out the New York Times is saying this now, mind you. The New York Times is saying Facebook and Google, an emerging duopoly, they're not emerging. They came out of the cocoon a long time ago. You know what is emerging are direct threats, bullying, and intimidation of the New York Times and other media that have surfaced in a meeting that was held with a Facebook executive in Australia. That's what's waking up the New York Times, because now they're coming for them, just like they came for those liberals that had that H3 podcast. They said, what this involves is, and this is an interesting term. I'll give them credit for coining this term. I hadn't seen it before. Surveillance capitalism. Profiting off of it. Follow the money. Follow the money. And here's the key thing. As recently as 2000, they said, Google retained only 2 outside lobbyists in Washington. Think about this. Back in 2003, 15 years ago, Google had 2 lobbyists in Washington. Over the next 10 years, it became the world's dominant search engine as they became a beltway heavyweight. They hired lobbyists. And by last year, Google's parent, Alphabet, was spending more money on lobbyists than any other corporation in America. You understand how they have this kind of power? Do you think that there is a difference between Google and the government? No, no, no. Really? Facebook came up even faster, they said. A decade younger than Google, it built its political apparatus twice as fast, a kind of Moore's Law of influence peddling. Starting in 2011, Facebook doubled the amount of money that it spent on lobbying in Washington, and then they doubled it again. They partnered with Silicon Valley. And they said this allowed the Democrats who are partnering with them to put themselves out as being progressive in terms of business and forward thinking. You know, they're embracing the future and so forth, but it lets them get a lot of money, too. Let them get a lot of money and a lot of political control. You have to understand where this is coming from. President Trump doesn't seem to. He's obsessed with this former apprentice celebrity. He doesn't see what's happening here. Doesn't have the big picture in sight whatsoever. Sessions is asleep at the wheel, if he would even care. The president is obsessed with his own personal reputation, throwing out insults on Twitter. They're perfectly happy allowing him to do that kind of stuff as he denigrates his brand. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14 and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I'm going to get back into the press information. But we just had a signing statement that was issued Monday night by President Trump as part of this massive new NDAA for 2019. The NDAA is where they hide all kinds of crazy stuff, like Barack Obama saying he was going to give the military the authority to indefinitely detain people, Americans, anywhere. Because, you know, the entire world, as they look at it under the Authorization for the Use of Military Force order, the entire world is a war zone, including America. And so anybody can be held by the U.S. military indefinitely without trial, given rendition to a foreign jurisdiction if they wish, so she can be tortured, so they can squeeze fake news out of you so that they can use for their fake news wars. You know, things like weapons of mass destruction at Iraq, that came from the torture program of Gina Haspel. It was a lie. But, you know, it's like, hey, we got it from this informant. And then eventually, after they got their war, people realized they were torturing the informant. He would tell them anything to get them to stop. But they used that to push that fake war that was pushed by the mainstream media. Had no problem doing that. All these people out there who are colluding together in violation of the Sherman Act, by the way. You know, when you collude together with others to try to get a monopoly on something, that is a violation of the Sherman Act. What do you think that CNN and these other media outlets that are calling for InfoWars to be shut down when they have less impact than CNN? I was talking to my wife. I said, you know how to do a thing with Ted Koppel. Remember when they had the Iranian embassy was taken over by the by Ayatollah Khomeini and the students and everything as the Shah of Iran was being run out? Ted Koppel with Nightline would come on every night. Day number 275. You know, every night. I said, I'd do this. You know, we've been taken captive here. And I'd do a running total of how long we've been taken captive by the Silicon censors and CNN that has been lobbying to shut us down, both politically and by the people who are the biggest lobbyists in Washington at the same time. CNN, working both ends of this. Both the people that have been created by the NSA, DARPA, the CIA, the military-industrial complex to control what you see and hear on the internet, and the willing accomplices who will tell you any conspiracy theory, any lie to support a war. They're colluding together to shut down their competition. That's a violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act. But, of course, we don't have anybody at the Department of Justice that is at the wheel except for Rod Rosenstein. He would be a co-conspirator in all of this. Jeff Sessions, if he even cares, or if he's not a co-conspirator on this, he's asleep. And President Trump can't be bothered. He's in a Twitter fight. But he can't be bothered to issue a signing statement that singles out several provisions in this massive new NDAA. By the way, increases the defense spending. The increase is bigger than the entire military budget of Russia. So be very afraid of Russia. We got to worry about Russia. Just the increase dwarfs their entire military budget. But the signing statement singles out several provisions which Trump argues would restrict his control in ways that he believes are needed for military missions. and that are inconsistent with his, quote, constitutional authority as commander-in-chief. Well, that begins once you get a constitutional declaration of war, which we haven't had for quite some time. I don't recognize that authorization for the use of military force. It's based on a lie. You want to talk about a conspiracy theory? What about their conspiracy theory? About 19 guys from caves flying two planes and three buildings collapsing in their footprint. That conspiracy theory that you will believe if all the people on the news tell you that. I was talking about Ted Koppel. I looked up, see if I could find that music. You know, he gets about 5,000 views even when he's on mainstream media on YouTube. He has no reach. That's why they had to take us down.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. On August the 8th, New York Times Magazine talked about the failures of the war in Afghanistan and Iraq. They noted how, quote, aside from displacing tyrants and leading to the eventual killing of Osama bin Laden, I'm not so sure about that one, none of this turned out as pitched. Prominent successes were short-lived, unquote. And as antiwar.com says, it's faint praise for a war on terror that comes as the Afghanistan war approaches its 17th birthday. And as they approach their 17th birthday, we have this report that they have a surprise offensive. This is on the Drudge Report. A Taliban surprise offensive in Afghanistan catches the U.S. military off guard. Surprise, surprise, surprise. 17 years. Maybe they need to replace the annual changing of the generals that we've had. You know, we've had McChrystal march in and march back out, the next guy come in and the next guy come back out. Maybe they need to do that a little bit early this time, because it's going to be all different once we get a new guy in charge there, right? After 17 years. Yeah, like I tweeted out yesterday on Libertarian, I said, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me for 17 years, shame on me. Shame on me. You think there's an interest in winning this war? No, there isn't. As I've pointed out many times, they have rare earth minerals there, lithium, that are used for electric batteries and other things, mineral resources that they want. That's why they keep this thing going. They have poppy fields. I said, are we going to see now if the Taliban, they're taking back major areas of territory as they restrict the areas that are under U.S. and NATO control? Are we now going to see the price of opioids rise? Because that was the only tangible result that we could see from the war in Afghanistan, was that they made opioid products very cheap. That had almost been shut down. And then every year they've had record crops of opioids products that have come out of that war on drugs. That's what it is. Yeah, it's not a war on terror. It's a war on drugs, a war for drugs. Maybe we should put it that way. As we look at this moving along and the signing statements that President Trump has come out with, as many people look at this, they think that this is going to be a plan to have war without end. And of course, the generals have said a couple of years ago, well, I don't think we're going to leave Afghanistan anytime. It doesn't matter whether they win or lose, right? They're going to keep taking the territory, losing the territory, taking it back. They'll stay there. They'll use it to test weapons, keep control of those rare earth minerals and of the poppy fields that they can make so much money off of. They're going to keep staying there. It's a great program for the military industrial. It's not a failure. It's doing exactly what they planned, and they plan on staying there for another couple of decades minimum. They've said that. Don't expect things to change. And as President Trump is moving back on this, in the NDAA, he had a signing statement, that was 15 pages. Said, well, here's the NDAA, but I take exception to all these different things. One of the things he took exception to, he says he's going to ignore all limitations placed on the Yemen war. That's another war, right? Do you think that we authorized that war constitutionally? I don't. We're doing it because the Saudis are telling us we got to do it. He objected to providing an assessment on war crimes there to Congress. He said that violates executive privilege. No, executives don't get privileges to commit war crimes. Neither do CIA directors. Oh, except this one. Sorry. The biggest provision, they point out, however, was the one that seeks a creation of a White House post on Russian election meddling, which tells you that basically he doesn't have the will or the ability, he doesn't have the power or the understanding to be in charge, to take charge of this Russian conspiracy thing. I'm going to talk about election meddling. I'm not going to talk about the election results yesterday. Quite frankly, I don't care about elections anymore. I've seen the establishment media and the establishment political parties meddle in elections for decades. I've participated in the political process as a third party candidate, working with a third party organization. We jumped through many, many additional hoops that the mainstream parties never had to jump through. And then we were excluded from the debate. Oh, from the debate. They didn't want to hear what we had to say. They didn't want me up there on the stage with a Republican and Democrat talking about issues. Talking about issues that they didn't want to talk about. I had some things to say, believe me. I was going to cut loose on those people if I ever got there on the debate stage. They weren't going to let me do that. And they justified it by saying it was a private organization that was censoring us, so they couldn't do anything about it. And the private organization was a press association. And they do this in state after state. That's one way you hack the election. And so people are saying, is this censorship of InfoWars tampering with the election? You bet. You bet. I've seen this many, many times. Many times. Absolutely. You control what people hear. That is one way to hack an election. Just think about it. Even the Democrats admitted this. They said that somebody, they say, oh, it's the Russians, hacked the election by telling people the truth about Hillary Clinton. Can't have that happen. Can't have InfoWars telling the truth about Hillary Clinton. Can't have InfoWars telling the truth about what the Democrats want to do to this country coming up to this election. Can't talk about that. That's how they are hacking the election, keeping that information secret. And now even the New York Times is coming out and talking about the power that has been concentrated in Facebook and Google, how they have become political powers. Not just in the internet. You know, they're looking at everything that everybody does. They're monetizing this surveillance state. They have become their own surveillance states. They can sell that information to any organizations, any political organizations, any private organizations can get that information about you. Any government agency can get that information about you. The professionals can scrape it off of their sites if they wish, because it's all up there. It's your life log. That was the aspiration of DARPA. They wanted to create a life log project, but then Facebook did it for them. And these people who are on their board of directors who finance this thing, and they talk a little bit about how they were created in this story, how they financed it. Of course, it is the venture capitalists who are you know, on these interlocking board of directories with DARPA and with CIA and so forth. The CIA even created their own venture capitalist firm at the time that Facebook and Google were being set up. And they said, well, we don't need LifeLog. People are getting kind of upset about that total information awareness thing. So let's let Google do the total information awareness thing, and we'll let Facebook do the LifeLog thing. And then we'll say it's all private, and we don't have anything to do with it, even though we helped to fund them, to finance them, to create them, and now they're kicking back money to us. See, the deep state invested in them. They invested your money in them to create a massive human experiment. And now they're kicking that money back and that power back to Washington as well. Why is the New York Times talking about this? Because Facebook is threatening the press in Australia. They say, work with us or you will end up in a hospice. In other words, join us or die. Let's just put it that way. Join us or die. Campbell Brown, Facebook's global head of news partnerships, is said to have told a group of Australian media executives that their business would die without their help and that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't care about publishers. According to The Australian, as part of a four-hour closed-door meeting with Ms. Brown, the top executive for the social media giant said, we will help you to revitalize journalism. See, they're dying. That's why they're conspiring together against the people who are growing like InfoWars and conspiring with these social media giants to shut down their competition. Again, that is already a violation of the Sherman Antitrust Act of 1890, as if we paid any attention to the laws in this country, like the First Amendment or anything else. But, you know, all the people say, oh, First Amendment, that's only for government action. How can you tell government action from these major corporations when you look at this? They said, we will help you dying press organizations. We'll help you to revitalize journalism. But in a few years, if you don't do this, the reverse looks like I'll be holding your hand with your dying business like a hospice. Well, I think they just tried to pull the plug on us. But like I said, we're going to open those pod bay doors and we're going to pull the plug on them. Stay with us. Be right back. I'm David Knight.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range, and with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you. that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I was just talking about how Facebook is threatening the press in a meeting in Australia. Again, this is Campbell Brown, Facebook's global head of news partners. And according to the Australian, they had a four-hour closed-door meeting with other executives from the press. He said, you know, journalism and these newspapers and media organizations are failing left and right, and they are. I was just talking about how Ted Koppel, you know, went back to look for the information taken hostage, like the Iranian embassy was taken hostage. I said, we'll probably get that theme music. Couldn't find it. It's too old. But probably nobody except somebody as old as me would recognize that anyway. But bottom line is, you know, he made a name for himself talking about the hostages at the Iranian embassy every night for hundreds of days, however long that went. I can't remember how long that went, but it was enough to take down the Carter administration. Nevertheless, every day they would say, you know, day number so-and-so of the hostage situation. Well, information has been taken hostage. The internet has been taken hostage by these oligarchs out of Silicon Valley and the politicians that they work with. Hand in glove, as I've said many times. This is coming from the government, from the military-industrial complex, from the surveillance state. And there's just a thin veneer of private company on the front of that. But of course, with the prejudice and hatred of the Democrats, that's enough. They can use that. They can run with that. But they pull these people and they say, you're failing. And like I said, with Ted Koppel, he's only gets, you know, 5,000, 10,000 views when they put him on NPR or put him on a TED talk. I mean, it's pathetic. I'd be very disappointed with those kind of views if I'd gotten that kind of stuff before they took me down. But anyway, he says that they said, however, we'll help you to revitalize your business, or if you choose not to work with us, we'll be holding your hands in a hospice. She is also reported to have said that Mark Zuckerberg doesn't care about publishers, but he's giving me a lot of leeway and concessions to make these changes. We're not interested in talking to you about your traffic or your referrals anymore. That's the old world, and there's no going back. Mark wouldn't agree to do that, she said. Facebook strongly denies the reports and says that the quotes were not accurate, that they've been taken out of context. They've been taken out of conquest. He's conquested the net. That's a Freudian slip there. So somebody will, I guess what the Zucker really meant to say was he'll have to talk to his people and get back to you on this, right? That's what he kept telling the congressman as he was pulled up to talk to them. As is reported by Breitbart, after years of providing a platform for new publishers to rapidly expand, Facebook abruptly shifted course back in January. Among many changes to their newsfeed algorithm, of course, was a prioritization of posts, they said, from friends and family rather than publishers, brands, and public figures. Following that change, at least two publishers that relied on Facebook traffic went out of business. Then following that crackdown on publishers, Facebook agreed to artificially boost and directly fund content from a number of left-wing and mainstream media companies like CNN, ABC, and Univision. You see how this works? This is where the Sherman Antitrust Act comes in. Oh, your business is failing. We'll work with you to help take out your competition to push a political agenda that we're allied with or whatever. And if you don't join us, you'll die. And we're going to change the algorithms to make sure that that happens. But we'll work with CNN. As CNN is out there lobbying for the takedown of InfoWars. Again, they're not out there trying to oppose what I have to say or what Alex Jones has to say. They're not saying, well, this isn't true because. They can't win that argument. So as I point out, just like we see at the abortion center protests, the Planned Parenthood protests we had here, we're holding up pictures of babies that are being aborted. We're talking about black genocide. They come with black signs that say nothing just to cover up our signs. That's CNN. That is ABC News. That's Univision. Those are the people that Facebook wants to work with. No discussion, no debate, censorship. Censorship is censorship, whether it's done by government or whether it's done by the two corporations that have the biggest control of information in the world. It's still censorship. And it is worldwide censorship when they do it. And, of course, we've got Sessions, who is asleep with us. Facebook has come after a Latin American company, Telesur. This got the attention of RT. RT said when Telesur's page was taken down in January this year, no explanation was given then either. Now they have taken them down completely. Same thing they've done to us. Kafkaesque, they said, is an overused phrase, but here it is absolutely valid. Telesur was being punished, and yet no one will actually tell them why. RT, this is what they did to me as well. You might be interested in that, RT. I don't know, but maybe they're not. And they quote from the Kafka's book, The Trial, which was made into a movie by Orson Welles. Has Anthony Perkins as the guy who can't get any answers from this big bureaucracy. Tells the story of Joseph K., a man arrested and prosecuted by remote, inaccessible authority. The nature of his crime is never revealed to him, nor to the reader. He's just being put on trial for what he doesn't know. Just like you get put on these no-fly lists, then the Democrats say, hey, we got these no-fly lists that people can get put on. They can't find out why they're on the list. They can't get any answers for that. They can't defend themselves. You know, we have these provisions in the Bill of Rights because people had seen star chambers before. Star chambers that could indict you, could try you in absentia, where you were never allowed to confront the witnesses called against you. You were never allowed to know the charges. You were never allowed to have any explanation. They just haul you off. You're punished. And they didn't want to have star chambers anymore. They knew what this looked like. And so we had the provisions that are set up in the Constitution, the Fifth and Sixth Amendment and so on. Forget about that. Now that stuff applies and the left is fine with it because this is being done by the largest multinational corporations the world has ever seen. And that's just fine. These people who have more money and power than governments do. And that's just fine with the so-called Democrats. Amazing. It says, so here is what Facebook or the unthinking artificial intelligence, whose job it is to fill the gaps of a standardized message and send it out, actually told Telesur. Very similar to what I get. And I've now had this. I got one of those, shut me down 6 hours later. I heard nothing from them. But then 6 hours later, the AI bot that censored me continues to send me messages every 10 or 15 minutes. And now I've got 800 of them. And so this is what they heard. Hello, your page, fill in the blank, has been removed for violating our terms of use. A Facebook page is a distinct presence used solely for business or promotional purposes. Among other things, pages that are hateful, threatening, or obscene are not allowed. We also take down pages that attack an individual or group or that are set up by an unauthorized individual. Blah, 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 blah. Boiler template put out by a bot. And so they ask, so who decides what is hateful? Who decides what's threatening? Who decides what's obscene? Who decides what's fake? In the age of the social warrior. And why Telesur? Because they got Univision that they're partnering with. That's why, folks. Because Univision will push the agenda that they want. I don't know anything about Telesur. They said, well, this comes off the back of InfoWars and Alex Jones, finding themselves deplatformed by a whole raft of social media platforms, including Facebook. At first glance, there doesn't seem to be a whole lot of common between the two. And then they dump on Alex Jones. Well, Alex Jones is a conspiracy site. This is coming from RT. These are the people who have been at the brunt of the Russian conspiracy theory. Seriously, RT?
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, pau d'arco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful microbalancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's talk about conspiracy theories and the people who use that term. And I'm looking at The Guardian here because they have lately become such shills and quislings for the government. First of all, their obedience to that judge in the UK who unjustly, unfairly, and criminally locked up Tommy Robinson and was hammered by the appeals judge for what she did or he did. I don't remember if it's male or female judge that did that. Hammered, absolutely hammered by that. But that same judge had put out a gag order on the press, and they dutifully obeyed that, the Guardian did. I mean, these are the people who everybody thinks the Guardian, oh, well, they're outside the mainstream because they put out some Ed Snowden documents and so forth. Well, that was then. This is now. We had the Pentagon Papers published by the New York Times and Washington Post once upon a time, very, very long time ago. They would not do that today. They won't do anything to defend Julian Assange, even when the lawyer for the New York Times says this is going to set a very, very bad precedent for us if he is attacked. You know, we'll never be able to do anything like the Pentagon Papers anymore, because the principle there was that the person who takes the documents can face legal jeopardy. But because we have this sacrosanct thing, or did have this sacrosanct thing called freedom of the press, the people who published this document that was put out there don't face any criminal prosecution. And so if you start to throw that kind of stuff away, are they going to come after these people who have published the Snowden documents? Maybe that's why the Guardian has become such quizzling shills. Because when they reported what happened to Tommy Robinson, they never talked about the fact that they were silent, or that this judge, with all the things that judge had done and was slammed down on, they didn't talk about the fact that the judge had put a gag order on them. They didn't talk about that because they didn't want to talk about how they had complied with that. Very, very supple compliance with that. And, of course, as soon as the judge lifted the gag order, the Guardian, because they've now become just nothing but partisan hacks, did nothing to complain about the censorship. They just attacked Tommy Robinson. So it made a lot of sense for the judge to take that order off, because they knew the BBC and the Guardian would cover the water. So then the Guardian has this story. Conspiracy theories are more rampant than ever. Can they ever be stopped? Well, they said there is hope. On some level, there is hope, says the Guardian. Political scientists have found that surprisingly simple interventions could be enough to get some people to reverse course, maybe even on some of their most extreme and extremely inaccurate beliefs. And so they talk about how this can happen. And I tweeted out this excerpt yesterday at Libertarian, where you can find me on Twitter for the moment, anyway. First, they said, well, when they started to do this, they said, first, we argued with people. But then when we debated them, we found that it actually made things worse. And they debated them on vaccines. Okay, this is what we're talking about. But, you know, that is the conspiracy theory. That thing, that injecting aluminum and formaldehyde into your body along with vaccines can cause damage to your nervous system, to your autoimmune system. It can increase autism. And, of course, they don't have any theories about the explosion in autism because they don't care. Nevertheless, they say if we were to debate them and try to correct their erroneous belief, that only made things worse. So we found a different way that we could do this. When the researchers presented scientific evidence taken from the CDC, the Center for Disease Spreading, directly refuting a link between autism and vaccines, the correction worked. The proportion of people who had strongly agreed that, quote, some vaccines cause autism in healthy children, unquote, declined from 9% to 5%. And as I tweeted that out, I said, what they're doing here is nothing but a repetition of the Milgram experiment. Obey authority. When this is not a debate. They admitted that they lost when they tried to debate people on the science, whether it's vaccines or whether it's climate change or you name it. They lost. So what they do is they appeal to authority. And they know that this works. I mean, we've seen the Milgram experiment. You had two-thirds of people in every country would shock. They thought they were shocking somebody. They would set up a situation and say, when they give the wrong answer, shock them. You know, we had a joke done about that. Bill Murray did a joke take on that with Ghostbusters. but they really did this, and the person was acting like they were getting shocked. They weren't actually being shocked, but they kept telling them to shock them, and they kept telling them to turn the voltage up and do it. And because it was a person in authority, they would do it, in some cases delivering what they knew would be a lethal dosage. They even repeated this not too long ago, maybe 10 years ago, 15 years ago, on French television in front of a live audience that wasn't in on the joke. And they had these people give what they thought would be lethal doses of electricity to people who are actors acting like they were getting shocked. Why? Because authority told them to do that. They will obey authority. Two-thirds of the people will obey authority even to the point of killing somebody who's not doing anything to harm anybody. They're sitting there as a test subject, as far as this person in the experiment understands. So when you set up a situation and you present only the CDC, which happens to be the biggest seller of vaccines anywhere, no special interest involved there, right? When you have the CDC, a position of authority, tell them this, and nobody is presenting the other side, guess what? You can get half the people to change. Go from 9 to 5%. That's kind of like the Milgram experiment, isn't it? And, you know, Facebook and social media are actually the Ash experiment repeated, where if you have the whole group, the herd, telling you that something is wrong, and, of course, that herd initially can include these bots that they have out there, whether it's Russia or whether it's the Pentagon, they have their bots out there that are trying to influence public opinion. You see them with their comments and so forth. You've seen how people have curated comments, exactly the same comment, from all these supposedly different people being put everywhere on a particular issue. Doesn't matter what the issue is. That's the tactic, the technique. And if they can go out there and you see all these people are pushing back on this and telling, you're crazy, you're hateful, you're sexist, you're whatever, you're a conspiracy theorist. That's the worst one. Oh, my, don't call me that. It just hurts my feelings so bad. I have to get in my safe space. I can't stand it when that happens. Oh, gee. No, they throw all these different epithets at you, and then you have to shrink away because they know that you will. They've done the experiments. They know that that works. If the crowd, if the herd tells you something, even though you know that's not true, you will eventually agree with it and go along. You'll say, well, gee, I must be wrong, or you'll give in to the peer pressure, whatever. And so the Guardian is happy about that. They say, well, since that study, there's been a growing body of evidence to suggest that taking the direct approach works for political misperceptions, too. Yeah, we can do this politically. We can gaslight people on vaccines. We can gaslight them on the environment. We can gaslight them on their gender. And we can gaslight them on politics and win elections. In 2017, MIT political scientist Adam Berinsky showed that directly refuting rumors of death panels and euthanasia associated with the Affordable Care Act raised the portion of those who dismissed the claim from 50 to 57%. And, of course, when you have a single supplier of health, we don't ever have anything like medical kidnapping going on, right? We don't ever have a situation in socialized medicine like we've seen happen over and over again with infants, Charlie Gard and others happening in the UK, where the people in charge say, sorry, you can't get that treatment. We will make that decision. And, oh, by the way, we own you. You can't even leave our hospital and go get health care in other places if they might possibly have something that would help you. You're not going to be allowed to even try that. So, you know, the whole thing about death panels and euthanasia, that's just a conspiracy theory. Doesn't work. And, of course, sure, if you want your doctor, you can keep your doctor. That was, you know, we pushed back against that. That was just a conspiracy theory that we said that wasn't true. And, of course, the Affordable Care Act was going to make health care affordable, wasn't it? Oh, yeah, the entire name was a lie and a conspiracy theory. But they'd say relatively simple corrections like this can reduce some misperceptions by as much as 20 percentage points or more. And that's especially true that we can change somebody's mind when the information comes from a reliable source. Yes. Yes. First they assassinate your character, your credibility, then they take you out. And then when there is no opposition, they bring in the authorities and everybody just goes with it. And they have to keep it up. They said corrections fade quickly, so you got to keep whacking the same mold. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's take a free ride while we can still have free speech here. And let's take a look at some of the conspiracy theories that are out there. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about the way that you can support InfoWars here, and that's with the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com. We have store-wide free shipping for domestic orders, and we have massive discounts for everybody, domestic or international. We have many products that are 40 to 50% off, things like Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, Winter Sun, our vitamin D. Those are both 40% off. We have DNA Force Plus, 50% off, and again, free shipping domestically here. Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 40% off. All Super Blue products. Two flavors of toothpaste, a mouthwash, other things with nano silver that fights not only bacteria, but viruses. All of those Super Blue dental products, 50% off. And finally, I'll give you one more just for our audience here. 20% off Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. 100% Arabica bean. It is non-GMO. Organic coffee. You just use the code REALNEWS to save 20% off both the original immune support and blends of Wake Up America Patriot Coffee. Just use the code REALNEWS to save 20% at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to play a clip for you because, you know, one of the key things that I was just talking about, the way they control information is to use their position of authority. And one of the ways that they establish their authority is to call other people fake news. So I want to play for you a clip of people who want to pretend that they're authoritative, calling other people fake news. And I want you to see how fake and how scripted this is. Let's run video two.
Jessica Headley.
And I'm Ryan Wolf.
Our greatest responsibility is to serve our Treasure Valley communities,
the El Paso, Las Cruces communities,
Eastern Iowa communities,
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality.
This is CBS, ABC, Fox News, all these different networks.
But we are concerned about
one-sided news stories plaguing our country.
Reading the same script.
Biased and false news has become all too common on social media. More alarming, some media
and
outlets
on local news.
Publish the same fake stories without checking facts first.
The sharing of biased and false
news has become all too common on social media.
More alarming, some media outlets publish the same fake stories without checking facts first.
Unfortunately, some members of the media use their platforms to push their own personal bias and agenda to control exactly what people think.
And this is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy. What you have seen there is arguments from authority. We are people in suits standing in front of a big screen. Don't believe me because I'm in a studio. Believe me because what I have to say makes sense. Question authority. Question authority. If what they say sounds like a lie, it is a lie. If it looks like a lie, it smells like a lie, it sounds like a lie, it is a lie. You eliminate the impossible. And then whatever is left, no matter how improbable, is the truth. From the master of deductive reasoning, Sherlock Holmes, or Arthur Conan Doyle, who actually wrote a script. And people are writing scripts for these people, as you just heard. They're all saying the same thing. These are different networks. Isn't that scary? I mean, this is not one network that says, hey, I want everybody here to read the same script, hitting on people that we're now talk about how we don't like fake news. So therefore, we aren't fake news. And we're going to attack anybody using that label. And I want you all to read this. Well, that was being read by ABC, CBS, Fox, all these different networks that are supposedly independent of each other. You know, we used to, about 10, 15 years ago, we had about 50 different media organizations. Now we have less than five. And it appears that we only have one. It's called Operation Mockingbird, where the deep state writes the script. Look it up while you still can before Google flushes that down the memory hole as well. Operation Mockingbird was created by the CIA so that ABC, CBS, and NBC would all say the same thing about the same issues every night. They would all talk about the same issue from the same perspective and give you the same information. So, of course, because they knew about the ASH experiment, you would all believe it, just like they're all telling you the same thing here. And anybody that questions what the official story is from the CIA deep state government is a conspiracy theorist. Well, bring it on. Take that as a badge of honor from these lying people here. You know, they talk about, oh, well, Alex Jones is an actor. You know who's an actor? Somebody who reads stuff off of a script like that. We had Megyn Kelly here. I talked to her personally. There's nothing there. You know, she's a pretty woman that is reading a script. But you know what? A beautiful woman is somebody when you look in her eyes, there's a connection there. She's a Stepford wife that is reading news to you that has been written by somebody else. She is an actor. These people are actors. They don't know what they're talking about. They don't believe anything. You want to talk about some conspiracy theories? Let's talk about the guy who was the UFO expert. Vomited 2 liters of black fluid. Died at the age of 39. It sent a message to his mother. Hey, your boy's in trouble. If anything happens to me, investigate. Well, they couldn't because the laptop was wiped out by the authorities. Oh, I guess he was just a theorist. So they had to take the information off of his laptop. Well, how about this one? Howard Bruce and Nellie Orr, Christopher Steele, and Fusion GPS plotting. This is an article from Breitbart, you know. Is this a conspiracy or is it a theory? Are Bruce and Nellie Orr and Christopher Steele and Fusion GPS involved in a conspiracy or is this just a theory? New emails have been released that show that Orr continued to receive information from former British spy Christopher Steele, who, by the way, had some very deep and close connections to the guy that was allegedly gassed in the UK, Skripal. Judicial Watch got this information with another FOIA request lawsuit. You have to sue these people to get any information from them. The day is coming when they're not going to produce any information with lawsuits. They fight it pretty hard, and they cover up a lot of this stuff, even with the lawsuits. But anyway, he was deemed to be an unreliable, confidential human source, but that didn't stop Orr from continuing to use him, or the FBI, for that matter. Here's another conspiracy theory. Washington Times, L. Todd Wood. Says, well, Alex Jones is right. China is the threat, and it may be too late. With the recent news about the monopoly of high-tech companies in the United States deplatforming Alex Jones from their systems, it'd be wise for Americans to look deeper at the agenda behind this move. No, let's not do that. Let's not think about what's behind any of this stuff. We now have the InfoWars site back up. I'm just informed, so you can go to InfoWars.com after that DDoS that has been happening the last couple of days. He says, where Alex Jones has been very spot on is the threat that communist China poses to our future and to our way of life. How this threat has corrupted our government, our educational system, much of our high-tech industry. Folks, they're taking over the entertainment industry. I went to see the Mission Impossible film. That's the only movie I've gone to see in the last year because it's such garbage coming out of Hollywood anymore. But it was produced by Alibaba, had a hand in that. And I remarked to my family after that, I said, don't you find it interesting that the one Chinese character that was in there, he was in a fight with the two big hunks, you know, Tom Cruise and the guy that plays Superman, you know, they were invincible when they went up against everybody else. But it took the two of them in a very long, protracted fight to take out that one Chinese guy. I said, you know why they did that? That was Alibaba in there doing that. They're going to be subtly manipulating things, everything that you see. And it's going to be stuff that's far more important than just making Chinese people look good. This is Science of AI, brags Google's AI Chinese chief scientist. His name is Fei-Fei Li. He said, the science of AI has no borders and neither do its benefits. And as L. Todd Wood points out, well, he may have not noticed that they have a border. It's called the Great Firewall, where nobody inside of China can get any truth. And now we have Google and Apple actively working with them. Why? Because of the money. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you how Amazon is working with them and how Amazon appears to own the Secretary of Defense, James Mattis. This is big news, folks. This is big corruption. This is like what we saw with Halliburton and Cheney. And it's happening right now in the Trump administration. There's an article from Vanity Fair. Everybody immediately knew that this contract was for Amazon. Has Jeff Bezos become more powerful in Washington, D.C. than Trump? And are there people in his administration that are turning over, turning a contract of over $10 billion to Jeff Bezos? I'm going to talk about that, and I'm going to talk about how they really hacked the elections. I'm not interested in these phony results from yesterday's election. When I tell you what's going on with elections, you aren't going to believe any of this stuff anymore anyway. Yeah, it is important. And we need to get control of it. And some people at some local levels, they haven't made this a system-wide, enterprise-wide hacking of the election system. And we've got to stop that. We've got to get this stuff out of their hands. There's ways that we can do it with technology, but they're not going to do it with technology. We may need to just go back to I think we do need to go back to paper ballots and human eyes.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. In a world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Saying some people have realized, yeah, Alex Jones is right. It's China and their relationship with Google and Apple. But it goes beyond that. As we see the consolidation in information, as I was talking about the production of Mission Impossible, Chinese billionaire involved with that owns Alibaba. And it begins very innocently like that. Let's just make Chinese people look good. Well, that's fine. You know, I like Chinese people. But we've seen this same type of pattern happen as well with the Pentagon, with the CIA. It is now an open secret. It was a little bit more secret in the past. Like I said, I had a friend of mine who worked at the Pentagon, told me that he would do this stuff. Now it's openly being talked about, how the Pentagon would provide things like helicopters and tanks if you did a movie that was friendly to them. And if you did something that was hostile to them, they would take that away. That's the same thing with this guy. Yeah, you make this this Chinese character, you make him look like the Superman in the movie, and then, you know, that's good. You know, you just do that for me. You make the Pentagon look good, or you make the CIA look good. The CIA has been offering scripts to Hollywood for a very long time. You can go to their site. They would do that. They got a venture capital fund to start up companies like Google and Facebook and many of these others who are now controlling the internet, deplatforming us, attacking us. And the CIA would write scripts for you. They would assist you to write your own script, you know, help you to make it more interesting. Hey, we got some interesting ideas here. Oh, yeah, I bet they do. They're not going to maybe have you write about how they actually do the control, but the CIA would do that. The Pentagon would do that. Now we got a Chinese billionaire reported by Hollywood Reporter. Chinese billionaire has bought the AMC theater chain and Legendary Pictures. Legendary Pictures produced The Dark Knight, Jurassic World, and so forth. And he wants to work his way into all six of the major studios, which would be Columbia, Paramount, 20th Century Fox, Universal, Warner, and Walt Disney. He tried to buy control of Paramount. He got rebuffed in that. Now he's got a different tack. This guy's name is Wang Jiangling, I guess is the way you pronounce it. I'm not sure. But he has the Dalian Wanda Group, which I'd never heard of. Said he transformed a debt-ridden Chinese real estate company 28 years ago into a $44.7 billion conglomerate, and now he is buying up U.S. businesses, and he wants to buy his way into Hollywood. Why? Why? As we look at what China is doing in the South China Sea, it was reported by one news organization, and then 5 days later, CNN put their reporter on a plane out in the middle of international waters. They have created artificial islands, and then they have militarily fortified those islands. And if you fly anywhere close to them, they will beam in, and they've recorded it. Leave. You are in Chinese territory. Leave now. Openly threatening the Philippines. And, of course, this is in the South China Sea, which is not doesn't belong to China any more than the Gulf of Mexico belongs to Mexico. They are very, very close to the Philippines. And they're also making a lot of saber-rattling noises towards Taiwan. I had friends who adopted a couple of baby girls from China, and we adopted a girl from China as well. But when they adopted our friends, the wife is her family is from Taiwan, and she put on the adoption papers that she was from Taiwan. They wouldn't approve the adoption. Before it was turned in, the people who did that, who worked with them, had seen people being rejected just for saying that they were Taiwanese. So say, take that off. Just say that you're Chinese. That'll help. Do not say that you are from Taiwan. They want to eliminate Taiwan. They want to eliminate the United States. And they want to eliminate your freedom. They have become the beta test site for eliminating your freedom. And they are working very, very closely with Google and Apple. And that should concern you quite a bit. Because those same tactics that are being used against the poor people of China are going to be used against you. I'm going to stop there. Just like the same thing that they're doing to InfoWars is going to be used against the left as well.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing to your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out, this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see.
Found it. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to talk a little bit more about surveillance and the big corporations coming in. Are some people on the left waking up? Well, not exactly. But then I want to get into healthcare. And I want to show you how this same type of takeover by these same companies is going to affect even your health care in this country. If we don't stand against these people, this is one of the reasons why they want to shut this down, because we talk about this type of thing. And they want to monopolize not just the internet, not just advertising, not just journalism, not just entertainment. They want to monopolize your health care as well. And I'm going to show you how in just a second. But I have one more thing to say, because as we're looking about at this censorship and talking about conspiracy theories and so forth, again, we have RT. Even as they're talking about this Spanish, or is it Mexican? It's Latin America. I don't know where they are headquartered. It's an organization called Telesur. They're somewhere in Latin America, says RT. So I said, well, you know, it doesn't. This is kind of like what's happening to Alex Jones, except that Telesur is a media organization. And Alex Jones is a conspiracy theorist. It's like, come on, RT. Everybody is saying you need to be deplatformed because of the Russiagate conspiracy theory. Seriously? Seriously? They said one of them comes from the left, one comes from the right, but that's exactly the point. Thinking differently to the mainstream legacy media outlets is going to make you no friends at Facebook or elsewhere. Telesur said, this is an alarming development in light of the recent shutting down of pages that don't fit a mainstream narrative. That's the whole point. If you criticize a mainstream narrative, you are a conspiracy theorist. That's why it's so reprehensible for them to. But of course, here's the thing, folks. RT will tell you the truth about what's happening in America. It's called white propaganda. They will not tell you the truth about what's going on in Russia, for example, but they will tell you the truth about what's going on in America. They will give you black propaganda about what's going on in Russia. Same thing with the Voice of America. They'll tell the people in Russia the bad stuff. They'll tell you the truth, the bad stuff about what's going on in Russia, but they won't tell you the bad stuff that's happening here in America. America's just perfect. But anyway, they go on to say, it's also telling that Facebook decided that it needed to do something to deal with what is labeled fake news. And to do so, they partnered up with Digital Forensic Lab. I talked about this a couple of days ago. An offshoot of the Atlantic Council, a neoliberal think tank that was set up in 1961 to promote NATO and its NATO lobbying organization. But of course, you know, when I pointed that out, I was just a conspiracy theorist. But now RT can point it out and it's okay. I pointed out that these groups like Facebook and Google and so forth are created, they're funded by the deep state, by DARPA, by the CIA, by NATO and others. And now they're getting them to do their bidding and they're getting cash back as well as getting their marching orders. Matt Taibbi looks at this. And of course, Matt Taibbi now has written a couple of stories about Alex Jones. He absolutely hates Alex and hates InfoWars. But he's waking up to this because now he has seen it happen to the left this last week. But he still wants us shut down. This is Matt Taibbi of Rolling Stones. He said, 2 weeks ago, we learned about a new campaign against inauthentic content that was conducted by Facebook in consultation with Congress and the secretive think tank. Here it is again, Atlantic Council, whose board includes an array of ex-CIA and Homeland Security officials. Again, as I've said many times, the board of the Atlantic Council, the boards of these venture capital funds that created and funded fledgling Facebook and fledgling Google back in the late 90s and early 2000s. And then they started pouring money into Washington as lobbyists, as a kickback and so forth. It's amazing. So now they're telling them who to shut down. In the name of cracking down on alleged Russian disinformation efforts, writes Matt Taibbi at Rolling Stone. As part of the bizarre alliance of internet news distributors and quasi-government censors, yeah, that's true, the social network zapped 32 accounts and pages, including an ad for a real No Unite the Right 2 anti-racist counter rally in D.C. this past weekend. See, now Matt Taibbi cares, because now the left has been censored by Facebook, coming from the same people who started Facebook, who started Google, who funded them, and who came after us. Now he cares because it's come after the left. And what did I say? Well, I said, oh, all you people on the left who are applauding the censorship because you hate Alex Jones, you're going to see it coming after you. And I even called out Matt Taibbi. But, of course, he doesn't care about us. He said, this is another account that he cared about. Last week, we saw another flurry of censorship news. Facebook apparently suspended VenezuelaAnalysis.com, a site that was critical of U.S. policy towards Venezuela, and then reinstated on Thursday. So he cares about that. A socialist site that is defending the Venezuelan government, Matt Taibbi cares about that. And he's upset they shut that down. Then he talks about people at the Ron Paul Institute, Scott Horton, being shut down. He says, he talks about what I've reported a couple of days ago, that Google's former head of free expression in Asia, a Chinese man, and of course, he left, and they don't have anybody at Google anymore that is head of free expression because they don't support free expression. He left and he said, I can't see a way to operate Google search in China without violating widely held international human rights standards. And as I've said, you know, free speech is a human right. It is not something that only Americans have because we got the First Amendment. It's not granted to us. It is not a privilege given to us by government. It is a human right. Everybody possesses that. And you should be just as upset when Google and Facebook take that away as if it's the Republicans and Democrats taking it away. And you ought to do something about the collusion and the monopoly practices. Trump ought to enforce the Sherman Antitrust Act, for starters, because this is collusion, folks. Anyway, when he talks about Alex Jones, he goes, his speech is on a level that is just gross physical provocation. Were I Alex Jones, I would think that Alex Jones is a false flag operation cooked up to discredit the idea of a free press. And then he repeats a bunch of slander about Alex Jones. He says, and yet, I didn't celebrate when Jones was banned. Well, almost sounds like a celebration to me. In the previous article, when Matt Taibbi just repeats a lot of baseless slander and doesn't do any investigation, he's not a reporter either. He's violating all the rules of journalism as well. And just passing on this stuff. Like I said, it's like a circular firing squad here. But they're not pointing at each other. They're pointing at us. But he says both the Jones situation and the Facebook Atlantic Council deletion seem to be an effort to fulfill a request made last year by the Senate Judiciary Committee. Oh, Okay, good. He can start to see some of this stuff only if it applies to the left. And he only sees the Facebook Atlantic Council when it applies to censorship of the left. He doesn't see them coming after us. There's an article on Breitbart. They've been pretty good in terms of fighting against this. They said, why the tech giants aren't the same as Christian bakeries. And I've said this many times. I said, all these people who are defending this censorship, because, hey, you know, it's private, they were the same ones who said, you got to shut down that Christian bakery. And it's like, come on, you're talking about one little small business in one area, and you're saying they don't have any free expression of religion? Yeah, of course, the same people are saying that. So here he says, this is why. He sees the same thing that I've said. Christian bakeries can't kill your business. Christian bakeries can't swing an election. That's a key part of this, folks. Christian bakeries don't incubate grassroots movements. Christian bakeries are not public squares. Christian bakeries aren't utilities. Christian bakeries aren't monopolies, duopolies, or oligarchies. But Facebook, Google, Twitter, all these others are all of those things. Now, where is this headed? Amazon, Alphabet, Microsoft, all these other tech giants, and of course Microsoft came after Gab. They said, all right, oh, Gab, you're going to have a free speech platform? We host you. We're going to take down your hosting if you don't start enacting our rules of censorship here. So Amazon, Alphabet, Microsoft, other tech giants want to fix the most broken thing about healthcare. What is that? All of your medical records. They're going to monetize your medical records. Now, we are not allowed to know about healthcare providers, because that would actually make healthcare safer for us if we knew that people had a history of killing their patients repeatedly with a certain operation. You're not allowed to know that. You're not allowed to know that a big name organization has medically kidnapped kids in the past. Not allowed to know that. But they will know everything about you, and Amazon, Alphabet, which is Google, Gulag, and Microsoft will make a lot of money selling that information. Stay with us. Be right back.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14, and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen, and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool, and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Micro ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative. With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution. $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Let's talk about the Jedi and the Clone Wars, and then we'll talk about the drug wars a little bit here. I want to change gears here. In a way, I mean, we're still talking about the world's richest men, the two or three corporations that are ruling the world right now. Here's one of them, Amazon. And, of course, they got their hooks out for us as well. Everybody immediately knew that it was for Amazon. This is a report from Vanity Fair. Came out about a week ago. Has Bezos become more powerful in D.C. than Trump? I haven't talked about this yet, but it's very important. We need to talk about it. This is far more potentially damaging to President Trump than some former apprentice is there, because this is his Secretary of Defense that is involved in what looks to be massive influence peddling and corruption. As Vanity Fair says, there's a new scandal quietly unfolding in Washington, far bigger than $31,000 dinette set for Ben Carson. Or whatever his office. It involves the world's richest man, Jeff Bezos, President Trump's favorite general, Mattis, and a $10 billion defense contract. It's called JEDI, the Joint Enterprise Defense Infrastructure. And of course, Amazon has already been the host for the CIA. They've gotten all these other big contracts where they put all this data in the cloud. How'd that work out for them? Oh, that's right. They had all their secret files stolen, didn't they? Vault 7 and so forth. You look at this, who are the idiots out there who are coming up with these ideas? Because we just had IBM talking about, yeah, there you go, Pentagon, yeah, just like the Amazon logo, but it says Pentagon. We've already had IBM talk about the fact that you could have artificial intelligence, machine learning, become a super hacker, that nothing would be secure. We just had a hack of a wallet, presumably that John McAfee had said, nobody can hack this. And so they took that as a challenge, and it appears that they have, according to some people, they have broken into it. I don't know. Nevertheless, I've talked to William Binney on multiple occasions, and I talked to him in light of some of the Snowden revelations. I said, where should people put stuff? He says, anything you put on the Internet can be hacked. It's just how badly somebody wants to do it and how much time and resources they want to dedicate to it. And if you've got artificial intelligence that is rapidly learning and trying all these different permutations and combinations and so forth, that is a new kind of threat. But we've already seen that all the Pentagon files and federal government files have been taken. We've had CIA's own notes on how they masquerade as other actors when they hack into things. You've seen that stolen and the manuals displayed on the Internet and the actual code displayed on the Internet. So now they're going to put all of the Defense Department data on the Internet. Why? So they can give Bezos $10 billion. It's called JEDI. And, of course, we've got clone wars all over the place. You know, we're cloning one war after the other. don't have to be bothered with having any declarations. They just clone another war. Anyway, the information they said is currently strewn across some 400 centers, and the Pentagon's top brass believes that by putting all the eggs into one basket, it'll make it easier for the Russians to hack it. So this is a 2013, the way the CIA did back in 2013 is what they said. And of course, after that, they got all their files stolen, didn't they? But now we're still going to see that done. It's going to be done. Everybody said this is for Amazon because they were the ones who won the CIA contract. They're going to win this Pentagon contract as well. But here's where it gets dirty. The process of creating Jedi bears all the hallmarks of the swamp that Trump has vowed to drain. Calls for bids were put together only after Defense Secretary James Mattis hired a D.C. lobbyist who had previously consulted for Amazon. The lobbyist, Sally Donnelly, served as a top advisor to Mattis while the details of Jedi were being hammered out. And during her tenure, Mattis flew to Seattle to tour Amazon's headquarters and meet with Jeff Bezos. Then, as the cloud computing contract was being finalized, Donnelly's former lobbying firm, SBD Advisors, was bought by an investment fund with ties to, guess what, Amazon and their cloud computing unit. One individual said, we're concerned about the implications of the appearance of conflicts of interest and impropriety related to how Pentagon personnel with close ties to Amazon may have influenced multi-billion dollar cloud contracts. You think? This is another Halliburton situation, folks. And this is the way things work in the swamp. And this is why you don't want to have a $700 billion defense budget. It's not for the troops. It's for Jeff Bezos. But let's talk about the war on drugs and Jeff Sessions, because he wants to shut down anybody's access to medical marijuana. There was an interesting article, again, a week or so ago, about how it was becoming difficult for people in places like Oregon to get medical marijuana and things like CBD because they're switching over their production to recreational cannabis, which are two different things, Jeff Sessions. Jeff Sessions says there's no such thing as medical marijuana. Oh, yes, there is. And it's hard for people to get the strains that focus on that or to get CBD, which has no THC that gets you high, doesn't have that in there. So they're moving away from that kind of stuff, moving to other things. The report, number one cause of overdose deaths in America are invading cocaine supply. So we invade Afghanistan and then we get invaded by other things. Okay, you've got, they're talking about cocaine, but really the essence of this was opioid and fentanyl that are mixed with cocaine. And that's what we're getting from Afghanistan. The cocaine's coming from South America. And of course, we had the crack cocaine that was given to us by Oliver North and CIA and so forth, so they could illegally ship weapons to Iran, who is now our sworn enemy and was our sworn enemy at the time. But they created a crack cocaine epidemic to fund that. It just goes around and around. And so as we look at the increase in overdose deaths because of fentanyl and other things, we now have this case of an 80-year-old medical marijuana patient who is going to jail because her medical marijuana card had expired. She had applied for it, got the permission to get medicine, and it expired. So she's going to jail. Meanwhile, in jail, we have the story coming out of the UK about a guy who is addicted to the synthetic version, the concentrated version of marijuana, Spice. And I've seen this story many, many times about people, even some people who were turned in by their family because they said, we can't stop them from using drugs, so we want you to arrest them and put them in jail, and then they die of an overdose in jail. If we can't stop the flow of drugs in jail, what are we doing? What are we doing with prohibition? And some of these people are starting to wake up. You've got the Coors and others are starting to say, well, we're not going to, our sales of beer are just plummeting, especially with young people. So we're going to start canning cannabis here. We're going to have cannabis drinks. And I've got the slogans already. They don't even have to change their slogans. Let me give you some of them here. We got Budweiser. You know, they've even got the same, this Bud's for you. They don't even have to change their slogan. Bad Frog Beer. The beer's so good, it's bad. Double Diamond Beer. I'm only here for the beer. Don't arrest me, Jeff. And then we've got Dreher. It's a Hungarian beer. It's what's inside that truly counts. Or this one, the beer that made Milwaukee jealous because it's got cannabis in it. Now, the serious thing is the lack of distinction, locking people up for getting medical treatment. not understanding that THC is not the same as CBD. We had a wholesaler that was charged with trafficking marijuana because he was selling CBD gummies that had absolutely no THC. This is the insanity. And we had it with alcohol prohibition. That was stopped by jury nullification. Of course, they did it constitutionally. We didn't even have our war on drugs constitutionally. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We knew it was coming. The whole thing was formulaic. First, demonize InfoWars, lie about us, build a straw man, then sue us to add credibility to that, then have a few fake strikes on YouTube and Facebook with nebulous terms like bullying children and Islamophobia. And then voila, 2 weeks later, ban InfoWars completely off of dozens of major platforms where we were all in the top 5 or top 10 news feeds. Go to InfoWars.com/show. Subscribe to the free podcast. Just click on the link, whatever you're subscribing your podcast in. It'll pop up there. It's also critical to go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and give us your email so that we can stay in contact with you and send you videos and articles on our own platform. But whatever you do, tell folks about InfoWars.com/show, how they can download the free Android and iPhone apps, how they can then reach out to others with the information and point out this is the verboten info. This is what they don't want you to see. The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Let's make government small enough to fit in the Constitution. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. You know, I was thinking during the break, we tell you so many places that we're not on anymore. We should tell you where we are. And, of course, if you're listening to us, you do know this. We have our podcast is still up at Spreaker. Still up, I think, even at iTunes. I think this show's podcast is there. Of course, they don't host our podcast. They have an index to it, but we host that podcast. You can get the shows at Infowars.com/shows, other places. But let me tell you about some of the third-party sites that have hosted us. We have BitChute, where we have a channel there, Gab, Minds.com, Real.video, and, of course, I'm on Twitter, Libertarian. And joining us now, it's Wednesday, and it's great to have Lionel joining us, as he does Wednesdays. You can find Lionel on YouTube, Lionel Nation. You can find him on Twitter, at Lionel Media. Thanks for joining us, Lionel.
So, anything new happened since the last time we checked?
Not much.
Any news? You know, if you can keep track of where you are, it should be a good check for sanity. I mean, follow this. It's like you're going to be bigger than ever. But let's get down to the brass tacks. You know, David, you and I were lucky enough to be born at a time when we went through this idea where we remember a little bit of this thing called privacy.
Oh, yeah.
And we remember 2001, though I never really got 2001 until later. Robots were kind of Danger Will Robinson, you know, and then R2-D2 later on, that sort of thing. So we never just...
I was talking about that earlier. I don't know if you caught that, but I feel like I've been locked out of the pod bay door by Hal here, and I'm going to come in and I'm going to pull out those memory cards.
We'll
stick them back in.
So there's two things. I'm going to throw a lot of information out here. And by the way, today's theme is going to be Eric Bren. He was the plate spinner and the bowl spinner on Ed Sullivan. No, I'm serious. Every day we've got 50 plates. And remember, you do a story and you go back to the story. You got to keep that plate up again. So it sounds like you're bouncing all over the place, but no, there's a million things going on. All right. There's a number of things here. Number one, there's robotics. And number two, there's AI. Completely different. We say robot. There he is. That's my guy. This is my world, David. This is my world. Okay. Now you've got robots and you've got AI. Artificial intelligence is one thing, robots are another. That's not what we're talking about. Now, first thing AI does.